We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
8:43, 17 before 9. If you don't listen to WWL 8 o'clock at night, you're missing a great show. Seth Dunlap joins us right now, host of The Last Lap from 8 until midnight. And Seth, you do a great job with that show. You really do.
Hey, appreciate it, Tommy. What's going
what
on?
Say? 8 till midnight?
Hey, that's 8 to 11.
No, you didn't get the memo.
Yeah, is it, well, I got to do another hour?
I'd pack an extra sandwich. I'd pack an extra sandwich for tonight. I used to do that show, that's right, but you really do it. Tell me, Seth,
we're brothers of the night show.
Yeah, but you do it so much better than I did. I was phoning it in a lot of times. Listen, not the point. Tell me about this subpoena that Will Wade got. And what it means, and why is the FBI involved in any of this? Tell us the whole story, would you, Seth?
Please. Yeah, well, this is a saga that's gone back a couple of years now, that the FBI has been investigating corruption and fraud in college basketball. And the first convictions for this were actually in October, when an agent by the name of Christian Dawkins, who's a former low-level agent, was found guilty of multiple felony fraud charges in this corruption trial back in October. And during that trial, defense attorneys brought up a federal wiretap transcript that was intercepted. And Will Wade was on one of these, talking to Dawkins about a recruit. And the transcript that was talked about and played during this trial has Will Wade not directly saying that he's going to get Dawkins money for this recruit, but certainly sounding at least like this in this transcript. Now, this is obviously a little bit of conjecture because there was not specifically the word money talked about, but you can read between the lines with this. And also, there's apparently more than just this one phone call that was intercepted by the FBI, who had wiretapped Christian Dawkins for quite a while. Apparently, Will Wade's on a bunch of these, talking to multiple recruits. So this is pretty deep, and he's been subpoenaed now to testify at the April hearing for this, or going to be subpoenaed to testify at the April hearing for this. He was sent the notification yesterday.
I'm late to this party, Seth, but I'm wondering, how did this become a criminal investigation?
Well, there's a fraud because colleges, that's what the FBI is saying, is being defrauded by this agent. And really, the shoe companies, so two Adidas executives were actually sent to prison for this. They're actually about to go to prison for this.
Wow.
They're waiting sentencing.
I hope they bring shoes with them.
But right. So this is basically, in a nutshell, what's happening here is the agents and the shoe companies were funneling money and other favors to recruits. In return, sending these recruits to certain schools. And Arizona Sean Miller, the University of Arizona Sean Miller and Will Wade are caught up in this. Now, they have not been directly implicated yet. They've been called by a witness for the defense, who's going to try to argue that, hey, this is an everyday happening in college sports and this should be no big deal. Spoiler alert, this is a big deal. We're just going to wait and see exactly what happens when Will Wade's under oath.
So this is not an NCAA investigation, although it may be at some point, or do they have a concurrent investigation going on?
They have a concurrent investigation going on right now, and that's what a lot of people across the country are wondering here, is Mark Emmerts, who just last month even said this is still an ongoing investigation, even though nothing has been done so far by the NCAA. The NCAA moves at a snail's pace here. There's college coaches like Mark Few and Jay Wright, and I think even Mike Krzyzewski commented on this, that wondering when in the world the NCAA is going to come up with their own findings here, because the FBI has what they describe as a treasure trove and the playbook for this dirty recruiting college basketball. They're sitting on a gold mine of this stuff, and certainly the NCAA has seen a lot or most of it.
I guess if a guy goes to jail, you don't have to worry about suspending him, do you?
Well, no.
You see what I mean? That pretty well takes care of itself. How
well, it does. Okay. Yeah, just remember that Christian Dawkins wasn't he wasn't part of the NCAA. He wasn't part of a program here. So this was a separate agent. And this is he had these what they call bag guys, these money guys for these shoe companies that were literally handing bags full of cash and then, you know, other favors to these recruits.
But I guess my question then, Seth, is why call the coaches and have any coaches been called? Do any coaches face criminal liability in this?
Well, they could. They could if they defrauded the university and defrauded the NCAA in money laundering and other stuff. That you're sending money to recruits in illegal fashions, which is certainly what this would be.
So, what other coaches have been subpoenaed besides Will Wade and the other guy?
There's only one. There's only one other one right now, and that's Sean Miller out in Arizona. So they're the two right now that have their names attached to this. Now, Rick Pitino for Louisville. Last year, he was caught up in that sexual recruits scandal that eventually got him fired and got their national championship season thrown out. So Rick Pitino, Will Wade, and Sean Miller are the three coaches right now that have had their names attached to it. But again, reports are that this is very deep and widespread across college basketball. You're talking about possibly dozens of coaches and really big-time coaches, certainly of a much higher stature than Will Wade, involved in this. But the problem is, like I said, because the NCAA is dragging their feet on this, nobody really knows the full extent of this, again, except the FBI, and now the defense attorneys are issuing subpoenas here. And you're going to have Will Wade, unless his attorneys work something out here, you're going to have Will Wade under oath in a federal court talking about all these the dirty tactics that really not just LSU, but all these programs across college basketball use. It's going to be fascinating in the worst possible way, I would think, for college basketball.
Do you know if he's been interviewed by the FBI yet?
He is not. Okay. At least that's the kind of what he's indicated. He has also indicated that he's never done, and he used the word Will Wade when he was asked this back in October in SEC Media Days when this first broke. He's never done business with Christian Dawkins. That was a very specific reply to this. What exactly is business? Didn't deny that he actually had these conversations, but really hasn't had to talk about it. I mean, nobody in the media has asked him about it. Nobody at LSU has really spoken about this. But here's the thing, Tommy. If LSU – there's nothing here that's directly implicating Will Wade, and he should be thought of as innocent until he's proven guilty. I completely agree with that. Maybe this is nothing. However, you can't say when you see and you hear these tapes that Will Wade is on, you can't say that – nothing's going on here. I mean, he's on tape talking to recruits, talking about he's gotten to shut the door so other people don't hear him talk about this kind of stuff with Christian Dawkins. And again, he's on multiple tapes talking about multiple recruits here. Does that mean he did something illegal and nefarious? Not necessarily. That's why we need to find out more about this. But he's going to be under oath in a federal court. I mean, this is massive, huge, and really dirty news.
It's serious stuff. Thank you, Seth. What you got for tonight? You plan a show yet?
It's LSU Hoops. Speaking of Will Wade and LSU tonight in my time slot, so I get a little night off, Tommy. You know how it used to work.
You can't beat that. Thank you, Seth. I appreciate your time.
All right, bud.
Enjoy your night off. 8:51, 9 before 9, time for traffic now, WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.